Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian and Western leaders have welcomed the passing of a desperately needed aid package for Ukraine by the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin warned the passage of the bill would further ruin Ukraine. Its words, the House approved $61 billion in aid as Democrats and Republicans banded together after months of hard right resistance over the renewed American support for repelling Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian president has warned Ukraine would lose the war without U.S. funding. The Israeli army said its soldiers shot two Palestinians who tried to shoot and stab them in the occupied West Bank on Sunday, and the Palestinian Health Ministry said both men had died, Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
The official Palestinian news agency, WAFA, quoting local sources, said that Israeli forces shot the two men and ambulance crews were prevented from reaching them. Palestinian security forces told WAFA that the two men, aged 18 and 19, died and that they were still unable to collect their bodies. Violence in the West Bank, already on the rise before the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, has escalated, with frequent army raids on militant groups, rampages by Jewish settlers in Palestinian villages, and Palestinian street attacks.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Near the embattled eastern town of Kuviansk, where Russian forces are pressing, Ukrainian artillery gunners said on Sunday the new U.S. aid package expected to receive final passage this week would lead to a battlefield turnaround. Moscow has had the battlefield momentum since capturing Avdiivka, a longtime bastion town in eastern Donbass. Its forces are slowly advancing.